Tuesday on Bear Country 95.3, we say good morning to Mick from Montague Webworks. It's time to go online now. Good morning, Mick.
Good morning. You sound kind of stuffy.
I am a wee bit stuffy.
Yeah.
Fighting the real bad parts of illness.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to be okay, though.
Yeah. I think you'll be all right.
I'm giving it a good fight, Mick.
I was going to say, you know, if you're going to pass on, could you leave me your record collection?
All right. All my vinyl goes to Mick.
Right. So in light of that, and it is the height of flu season. We're in it now. It's January and February, so let's talk about it.
Yeah, sure.
So we have two sites. One is a mapping site called flunearyou.org.
Okay.
And you go there, and there's a map of the United States. You can put in your zip code, and you see all these dots on the map.
Mm-hmm.
And when you first get there, they ask you if you want to put in your zip code and whether or not you are experiencing flu symptoms. And
oh, so you can be a part of the research?
You can be part of the research, right. Because what it does is it creates a base map of all the reports that people put in, and they hope that, you know, they're going to be truthful about whether or not they have the flu.
So you can look on the map, and maybe you can see where, you know, there's a very areas where the flu is more prevalent than in other
exactly,
areas.
Exactly. And in big cities, you see a lot more dots because more people are putting in. So I typed in Greenfield, 01301, and
how are we doing?
We don't even have a dot.
No, not one dot?
Not one dot.
Maybe I'm the first to get sick.
Well, you could report in right now.
Okay.
I don't know how quickly it'll show up, but there are two dots. Montague had a green dot, which meant no flu symptoms. So someone actually went to the site and said, I don't have the flu.
I am healthy in Montague.
And Leiden had an orange one, which meant someone reported they had flu-like symptoms, but they weren't sure whether or not it was. So
okay.
This three is green, yellow, and red.
All right.
And you look near Boston, and you see there's a whole cluster of them around there. So it's more active. There's more people there, so that makes sense.
Obviously, sure.
Yeah.
So
and
flunearyou.org.
Right. And the map also is an animation. If you hit the play button, it goes through the entire history of their database going back to 2011. So you can see like dots coming and more appearing as more people find out about the site. And so that's kind of interesting as well. Another site that you can go that has a lot more information about the flu, including, you know, global perspective on it, is flu.gov.
Okay. Yep.
Another government site. And they talk about, you know, things that you could do to prevent the flu, how to take care of people that have it, ways to prevent spreading it, and news about flu around the globe, like the bird flu that's happening in China right now. And
don't want that.
No. So they said that there are no cases of bird flu have appeared in the United States, but they talk about what the symptoms are, and some people actually die from this flu over there. It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
So
flu.org.
Flu.gov.
Oh, .gov on that one. Sorry.
Right. It's a government one, flu.gov, and then flunearyou.org.
There you go. Two websites for you to check out the next time you go online. We're always going online with Mick from Montague Webworks every Tuesday morning here at Bear Country 95.3. And a reminder that Montague Webworks is a part of our 30% off store. I know you sell those gift certificates, $100 gift certificates, for only $70. People turn them into you. And what happens, Mick?
Well, I say thank you, and then I walk away. No. they come to me, and they say, hey, I need help transferring my site to a newer look and feel. I got to update it, or I don't have one. Could you build one for me? And I take them, and I do it.
A lot of businesses?
Mostly businesses.
Groups?
Yeah. Nonprofits, yeah, but mostly local businesses, small local businesses, contractors love it. I get in and out, you know. I consider myself a contractor of sorts.
Sure.
Like a plumber, you don't want the plumber to be there for 3 months, right?
Yep.
You want them to come and fix it and go, and that's it. So that's what I do. They come to me, we agree on what it's going to look like, I get it done, and then it's done, and they can run with it.
Well, this is your slow season, and if you want to update your website, now's the time to talk to Mick over at Montague Webworks. We'll talk to you soon, Mick.
Yep.